With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson pulled a vote Wednesday on a temporary spending bill that would keep federal agencies and programs funded for 6 months when the new budget year begins on October 1st.
No vote today because we're in the consensus building business here in Congress with small majorities. That's what you do. That's what I've been doing since I became Speaker. We're having thoughtful conversations, family conversations within the Republican Conference. And I believe we'll get there. So people have concerns about all sorts of things. That's how the process works, and sometimes it takes a little more time.
The legislation includes a measure that would require people registering to vote to provide proof of citizenship. Speaker Johnson signaled that he was not backing off linking the two main pillars of the bill. Francine is making its way inland after coming ashore in Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane. National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome says residents inland should prepare for potential flooding.
It moves briskly up the Mississippi River Valley over the next several days, and it weakens from the traditional wind perspective, but it doesn't weaken from the rainfall perspective.
Rome predicts it'll affect much of the South. Power outages in Louisiana exceeded 109,000, spreading across a wide area of southeast Louisiana. Three major wildfires in Southern California's mountains east of Los Angeles torched dozens of homes and forced thousands of people to evacuate. At least a dozen people, mainly firefighters, were treated for injuries that were mostly heat-related. One person from Orange County was burned. No deaths have been reported. In the community of Wrightwood that sits on the Pacific Crest Trail, authorities implored residents to evacuate the exploding bridge fire. On Wall Street, the Dow by 124 points. This is SRN News. West Virginia considers assisted suicide.
A growing number of states are embracing the practice, but in the Mountaineer state, voters will consider a constitutional ban in November. If the amendment is approved, it would make West Virginia the first state to formally bar a doctor from helping an individual take his own life in the Constitution. Pro-life advocates hope the ban passes. They point out that a so-called right to die can quickly become a duty to die, adversely impacting the elderly and disabled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is touting Vice President Kamala Harris's record of promoting the LGBT agenda and pledging she'll continue to do so if elected president. Walz, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, says Harris helped President Biden craft executive orders promoting homosexuality in health care, the military, and education. This is SRN News. There are plans for a statewide drug prevention program in Kentucky. Correspondent John Scott has the details.
Kentucky Attorney General Russell Coleman has unveiled the plans, saying the youth-focused initiative will fill a hole in the state's fight against an addiction epidemic. Coleman presented the details to the Kentucky Opioid Abatement Advisory Commission. The group approved his request to make a $3.6 million investment over 2 years to implement the plan. More than 1,900 people in Kentucky died last year from a drug overdose, but that was down 9.8% from the previous year. John Scott reporting.
Norfolk Southern Railroad says it has fired CEO Alan Shaw for having an inappropriate relationship with a subordinate. His departure ends 2 difficult years on the job and comes just days after the company's board announced it was investigating his alleged ethical lapses. More details at SRNnews.com.